So today we continue our battle strategy in a place called Dwell. The battle strategy that I will reveal today is the strategy of worship. Many times in our warfare, we are praying. You know, we find ourselves praying. But there comes a time when the Lord wants us to worship. After we have prayed, it's now time to worship. And this battle strategy is not new, because we find that Jehoshaphat used praise and worship to win a particular battle in the Bible. So today we're looking at how can we use worship to win our battles. Let me tell you something. Worship brings the kingdom of heaven very close to you. When you begin to worship God, you get him involved in your situation. There were times in my life when I was fighting some serious battles, and I realized that I had to worship for me to progress forward. The burden was so heavy. I felt as if I would fall apart. And I heard the Lord said to me, put in some worship music. So there are times I would put in some worship songs to create the atmosphere of worship, to allow the presence of the Lord to dwell in the environment. And there were other times when I had to sing the songs myself. Sing until the burden is lifted. Sing until I feel the presence of the Lord with me. And then I would start to big him up. You know, when you worship God, you tell him all the things that he needs to hear. You elevate him above all things, because truly he's above our problems. He's above principalities and powers, and he's willing and he's able to fight our battles. But we have to be sure at this time, what is the strategy that God is asking us to use? And the strategy of worship is very, very, very effective. But as I said, you have to know when to employ them. So sometimes we pray, sometimes we worship. There are times when we just sing. But whatever it is, you are giving him the honor. You are giving him the glory. So I'm just encouraging you believers to employ the battle strategy of worship and watch the Lord win. Because for sure, you are on the winning side. God bless you.